事 shop。
Massive, if it's Lanto on your radio. It's this week's edition of the Reggae Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock. This week, we celebrate the life and works of one of the greatest bassists to ever be known to man, Robbie Shakespeare, part of that mighty reggae duo of Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare, separated on my birthday, December 8th, 2021. As Robbie, who was the bassist, and Sly, the drummer, died from kidney and liver transplant complications at a hospital in Miami, Florida. Robbie has been quoted as saying he has either produced or played on over 200,000 recordings, ranked number 17th in the world by Rolling Stone magazine as the 17th best bass player in the world, and definitely the best one to ever come out of Jamaica. And he started as his older brother Lloyd was in a harmony group called The Emotions with Max Romeo, who often rehearsed at the family's home. Robbie began playing his brother's acoustic guitar until he was introduced to the bass by, at the time, Ashton family man Barrett, whose band The Hippie Boys backed The Emotions. He later left Robbie as his replacement. So Robbie replaces the best bass player in Jamaica at the time to go on and become Jamaica's best. He begged for Barrett to teach him to play bass. Mr. Barrett, who would later join Marley's band, the Wailers, of course, that's where he got his fame. Robbie would practice all days and nights until his fingers bled. The strings eventually had worn down his fingerprints until they were practically illegible. Soon he was playing in a series of Kingston bands, often several at once. He would play as a session musician in studios during the day, then perform in the clubs along Red Hills Road at night. It was while working in the clubs that he met Loyal Dunbar, a.k.a. better known as Sly, already regarded as one of the best drummers in the city. He was playing the drums, quoted Robbie Shakespeare, just like how I would always tell the drummers I would play with to play, he told United Reggae in 2012. He was just doing it and doing it easy and good. The first song Shakespeare ever played bass on was the Earl Dunkley tune we just heard. And I didn't know it was a cover of the Beatles' I'll Be Back, recorded in 1972 for producer Sonia Pottinger when Shakespeare was still a teenager. He was soon an uncredited guest on the Wailers' Catch a Fire as part of two songs on that album. They were Concrete Jungle and probably one of the best bass lines ever made in a track called Stir It Up on this week's edition of Reggae Culture Shock. This is Lanso on your radio. And this is how we are going to celebrate the best music that Robbie was a part of. We're not even going to scratch the surface of the 200,000 songs, but we're going to play his biggest, most monumental songs and influential songs in reggae music in a historical look back as we do it chronologically on the Shockwave.
Oh,
sounds of Mr. Johnny Clark. None shall escape the judgment. Backed by the Aggravators with Mr. Robbie Shakespeare on his Fender Jazz, one of the many hits he helped create for Johnny Clark and Slim Smith as the backing band. That was 1974. And the crazy part is, here is the second thing I've learned in this program, and we're only into the third song. Johnny Clark is one of my favorite all-time singers, and I just love that sound that the Aggravators created, and it was synonymous with several labels, and I just love that guitar sound especially, and Robbie was a part of all of them, crazy enough. As we continue, we are getting into two of the biggest songs from reggae's, two of reggae's biggest singers, musicians. The first one is coming from the person that influenced me most in reggae music. His first solo single after leaving the Wailers in 1974. And released in 1975, title track from the album Legalize It, Mr. Peter Tosh, and Sly and Robbie, Mr. Robbie Shakespeare on the bass guitar. It's your podcast called The Reggae Shockwave.
Marcus can't words come to pass. Marcus can't words come to pass. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Whoa. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. And you, hello. Come, little one, come. Whoa. Let me do what I can. For you and you alone. Whoa. You know the right I can do it now. Shall be spanked with many stripes, weeping and wailing and mourning. You got yourself to blame. I tell you, the right, 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 the right.
It was the propulsive presence of the bass of Robbie Shakespeare that helped Burning Spear's Marcus Garvey become a breakthrough sensation in the year 1975. And another, probably one of my favorites from Burning Spear. I mean, it just is. We're five songs deep, and it's already monumental what Robbie Shakespeare has done to reggae music. He became part of the Revolutionaries at the time, one of the best studios and in Jamaica, Channel One, probably my favorite record label of all time to ever come out of Jamaica, and recorded the album Right Time for the Mighty Diamonds. Went to number one in 1976. And my favorite song from the Mighty Diamonds. One that is revolutionary. One that is so influential. This is the one that put the Mighty Diamonds on the map. And they still record and perform today. And this is all done with the help of Mr. Robbie Shakespeare. On your weekly podcast called The Reggae Shockwave. My name is Lanto on your radio. All courtesy of Culture Shock Music. The life of Robbie Shakespeare, the bass part of the duo Sly and Robbie. Oh my God, it's just like every song. And if you haven't realized, it made me think the last two songs are two songs that the rhythms have been done over numerous times. That's the MPLA with the Revolutionaries when Robbie was playing bass for them. And we also heard The Right Time from Mighty Diamonds, also with the Revolutionaries. You know, think of Sweep Over My Soul. That is basically the same rhythm as Right Time. So as we continue, now one of the biggest steps that Robbie Shakespeare ever took in the business when he got his first international exposure with Peter Tosh, when they got signed to the Rolling Stones record label as their first signed artist. In 1978, Peter Tosh opened for the Stones tour, and Sly and Robbie were his band's drum and bass players from the time he went solo from the Wailers in 1974. They created that 70 root sound, then rockers, rub-a-dub to the digi-dub of dancehall that still remains and reigns today. They were one of the first to use electronic drums, especially in reggae, as well as integrating rock syncopation merged with reggae one-drop beat. So the first Taxi release came in 1977, and it was with the Cool Ruler and was a part of his very first album, and a track that is still one of Gregory's greatest. It's called Oh, What a Feeling on this week's edition of the Reggae Shockwave.
A feeling, liquor acid, herb a smoke and the dance all tight. No corner bus, no one, no fuss, no fight. Yeah, but me say, oh, what a feeling.
Dennis Emmanuel Brown, one of his biggest songs with Robbie Shakespeare on the bass, called Sitting and Watching, another one that the rhythm was done over. And I tell you, it's creating some of the biggest hits for some of the biggest reggae artists known to man. That one was done in 1979. We're going to back up a little bit because one of the biggest bands that Robbie ever played and toured with and helped create their sound, not only Peter Tosh, but Black Uhuru. And one of their biggest songs called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, one of the first tracks to ever be on the Taxi label. And this came out in 1976. Also a part of the first Grammy ever won. 1985. Robbie Shakespeare.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Let it be that. Guess who's coming to dinner? Let it be that. Oh.
Probably wondering why we're playing the French reggae version of Serge Gainsbourg's national anthem out of France called Aux, Arms, Etc. Well, it became his biggest record, and it was recorded in Kingston with Sly and Robbie, as well as the I3s of the Wailers. That was 1979. But it could be the answer why reggae is so popular in France, because that was their national anthem, and it was done in 1979. This is Lanzo on your radio with this week's edition of the podcast called The Reggae Shockwave. We are celebrating the life of Robbie Shakespeare on this episode. Monumental is an understatement for the things that Robbie has brought to reggae music. Now we continue with that onslaught of hits and the onslaught of influence that this man had in reggae music. Here is the biggest hit for the Tamarlins. It's called Baltimore. Another track that has revisited, redone many times.
Feel a little seeker. Trying to find the ocean, looking everywhere. Yeah. Hard times in the city, in a hard time by the sea. Drunk, lying on the
Jano. It was a cool and lovely breezy afternoon.
How did you feel when you got no home?
You could feel it cause it was the month of So I left my gate and went out for a walk. As I passed the Jedlocks camp, I heard them say,
how did you sing when you heard them sing? Pass the coaching on the left. Pass the ketchup on the left hand side.
It a go bon. It a go don. Jano.
Mighty Diamonds, one of two groups or two musical features that will be from the same group or artist. And of course, that is a huge hit. Pass the Dutchie. And just remember, we don't want to keep repeating it, but all these are in celebration of the life of Robbie Shakespeare. He was the one that played bass on this one as well from 1980. Now, Sly and Robbie moved on to, and here's another new information tidbit to me. One of my favorite kind of 80s on the verge of dance hall labels was called the Powerhouse label, Mr. George Pang. He produced some of the biggest and favorite songs of mine. And Sly and Robbie started playing for them. Well, let's say here's a track that was one of the biggest for this artist named Charlie Chaplin. Diet Rock to the title track of his album of the same name. And this is over the Talk About Love rhythm. And I tell you, George Pang and the Powerhouse label put out some hits, as you're going to hear right here. Oh, and one of my favorites, Charlie Chaplin in his heyday on the Reggae Culture Shock Shockwave.
Now many people might know me as Charlie Chaplin, but I feel good advice I and I bring. So I and I sit down on the rhythm like a lizard pan a limb. Not to that this a one called the Diet Rock. Say this a one called the Diet Rock. If you're too fat, lad, you want to go pan diet. You're too repetitive, you want to go pan diet. One, drink your juice, me say that a coconut. Give me me beetroot, give me me carrot. Me auntie and me uncle is a pair of peacock. But me mama and me papa, them a talking parrot. Me say fi me surname, lad, that a chatter box. Say when me come a dance, man, they must have a black. Me too fat, lad, you want to go pan diet. But me say call me Charlie, but no call me Chaplin, Charlie Chaplin. Bang, brrling, diddling, diddling. Cause if you call me Chaplin, me a go feel too slim. Me sit down pan the rhythm like a lizard pan limb. Out of mall jewel and me send them silhouette no ring. But out of the Angie, I no find the king. Me like girl fat, me say me like them slim. But you got to be careful in this world you live in. Because we don't know what the next is coming. You're too fat, lad. We have to go pan diet, you're too repetitive. We have to go pan diet, lad. Give me me juice, me say that I cook not. Give me me beetroot, give me me carrot, corn. Give me more juice, me say that that's a WhatsApp, corn. Look how your slim and poop at your plain no fat. Say I am a no like no half idiot. Cause me auntie and me uncle is a pair of peacock. But me mama and me poop at them a talking